But here's what really happened. It's GRD's Weekly! Oh my dear Lord, welcome to it. It's RavenCon 13, they tell you. That makes it the Baker's Dozen. Don't ask which baker. There's a whole big thing about that. Hi, we're the fantastic folks. GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us on Facebook and Twitter and all those fantastic fun places. The folks bringing it to you today who are not sitting in the order that I have them here. But down there at the end, getting your cosplay back on, that would be the Flintstress.
We can still rattle around the universe, fighting monsters and saving planets. What could be more fun?
Nothing could be more fun than that at all, I think. The gentleman that if you went to room parties last night, you would have seen a very interesting side of, that there's podcasting for a secret.
I'm sorry, I am quite inebriated, and I was unaware that I was speaking out loud just now. I'm ashamed.
That's exactly how the wizard went. Over there, the man, the myth, the legend that runs these whole charming underpants things, that would be Syrinx.
I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife.
I bet you are.
I'll see you there, because that was my plan as well.
Brittany's here.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
Yeah! And Patty Cakes is here.
I want to look fierce. Fierce? Second one.
That's always the... Oh my God, who have I not introduced?
Carol.
I didn't introduce Carol. Mistress.
Yeah.
Carol, who runs around saying the oddest things you've ever heard. It's Carol.
Sounds gay.
No, there's girls there.
Girls can be gay.
that doesn't make sense, Carol. That doesn't make sense at all. I also have lap candy. Lap candy. Which is probably...
The point is, I was defending the fantasy genre with terminal intensity.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. So let's get to this nonsense. What you been
intensity.
Doing geeky, yo?
We've been watching TV shows. I mean, that's geeky, right? Like, stuff like, we're getting caught up slowly on the Arrowverse. We've been watching Legends of Tomorrow.
We're on the episode of Arrow where he sits in a corner pensively, very upset about what he's doing in life. And
everybody is mad at each other because they're keeping secrets. Yeah, so,
I've seen that episode.
Over and over and over again. But Legends of Tomorrow, we definitely watched. I'm also rewatching The Office. Which I love, The Office, and someone made a reference and I didn't know it, so I was like, well, I just need to rewatch the entire series from start to finish, so that's been really fun. And,
this is why she's not allowed to look at memes.
Yeah.
It probably actually was a meme that caused me to lose, 11 hours of my life, sure. I do love a good meme. My work is pretty geeky, so I've been doing a lot of geeky stuff, helping teachers come up with technology in their classroom. It's been very, very busy, and I'm probably forgetting like 17,000 things, but I really want to play the game, and I want to hear from all of our wonderful guests, so that has been my geeky suite.
Woo!
Was it sweaty?
No, trying to minimize the thumping.
That's later.
There's a room party tonight, by the way.
Wait, you're recording this?
No, we're recording this.
I have to record any panel I'm on, so I always get invited back to cons later. You need to have something in your pocket.
Well, we have that pool table out.
We'll do that.
Well, now.
Yeah, I actually thought that was like a good sized pool table. No, it's actually like that big.
Don't make it racial, sir.
Tiny table.
Well, it's got to be able to fit in your pocket, right? So you can play pool.
You know, did she not hit you? Hit him. Hit him.
I need an adult.
There's a child behind you.
Hey, Syrinx, what part of the show is this? What part of the show is this?
The PG show?
What part of the show is this?
Oh, Geekiest Week.
So what you been doing, Geeky?
Oh, I'm sitting next to her. She's done talking. It's my turn.
Syrinx.
I see somebody's intro for the future.
So I've been a little delirious. I'm wandering around Billy's basement still for like the last 2 weeks in this VR game that he's got all set up. Strangely enough, I came across this dark corner. Well, I followed this wall and it was like all these posters of PRS down it. And it led me to a stack of Green Lantern comics and some Journey albums.
Yeah,
so
albums, vinyl, yeah. They sound better. It's true.
So I'm trying to figure out the connection to that. Yep. There's a connection in there somewhere. Eventually I'll find the egg and I'll move on. But that's what I've been doing. Other than, putting this Clue show together for you guys.
You're doing a Clue show?
Wow. What is Charming Underclothes?
So Charming Underclothes, we're a shadow cast that's based on the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but we've expanded our filmographies to the Lost Skeleton Cadaver that we did here at RavenCon last year for the first time. And then later today at 6 p.m. we're doing Clue.
Okay.
So it's been a busy week. Probably more busy than geeky, but it's been a good week.
For me, lots of cosplay, lots of Facebook Live videos. I'm trying to get back into my live streaming video games. I've got a whole bunch that I need to do, specifically Okami, because then you get to see how amazing my straight lines are, you know, zigzag
Yo, girl,
and everything in circles, like our squares, so, yeah, they're like, I mean, they connect. They're like a circle, right? Squares are circles.
Wait, are you live streaming an Etch-A-Sketch? What is that?
Yeah, that's it. I run around as a puppy and I like do Etch-A-Sketch because that's how good my artistic ability is. So that's pretty much my week. I work a lot, so I rarely get time to do any geeky things except draw on my name tag at work. So currently I think my name is just a rabbit. So.
And of course, appearing in the Clue that's happening here later today.
I am.
You guys are doing a Clue show? Wow!
What? I am. This is my placard because I don't have one. I am Mrs. White.
We can do that.
So, there's that.
Well, my Geeky's Week. I've been preparing for RavenCon.
Woo!
Also, editing a booze review that we recorded last year here with. With somebody, it was so long ago, they went by a different name. Of course, Ginger was in that one. Also edited and dropped the latest LearnStitute episode, which actually will be going out, I think, later today for the GRD YouTube channel. I showed the kids the Legends of Tomorrow finale, and if you haven't seen it, Bebo is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bebo is my god. It was exactly. In preparation for the con, I was working on printing out all of my art, which is available in the dealer's room over at the Creativity Out of Context booth, and I was working on two Tick pieces and a Constantine piece. So those are available in the dealer's room.
Tick and Constantine would make a very good...
That really
kind of... That would be a good comment.
Him trying to do mystic stuff, and he's just like, ooh, shinies!
I think... That'd be something.
I have to work on some crossover stuff.
You're part of this Clue thing. That
and I am part of the Clue thing, absolutely. Oh, yeah, and I was making all these. So these are things that are available.
You just showed a picture and an audio.
I was showing it to the audience, and they were so astounded.
That might be the logo of the show. It might be right there.
Exactly. You can get that card in the expansion pack.
Exactly.
Yeah. Clue After Dark.
I didn't even look at it. Printed out.
Dude, I think your Dog the Bounty Hunter cosplay is going well.
I like to think so. I'm trying to go for Boone the Bounty Hunter, but nobody gets that reference.
My geeky week was preparing for RavenCon.
Woo!
Getting ready for the room party that we had last night.
Yes!
Which, thankfully, went out without anyone throwing up until this morning.
Way to hang in there, Carol.
Oh, don't mix Tuaca with vodka.
In the same cup? That's a terrible
idea. Not in the same cup. It was
Why would you do that? Why?
Other. It was one after the other, and that was not a good thing.
Did you call it Tuaca?
That's what I wanted to do because, you know, The Room is one of my favorite movies, and they do Scotchka. So Tuaca, yeah. It's like the newest thing. Then I was watching a bunch of horror films, and I started watching The Frankenstein Chronicles starring Sean Bean, who hasn't died yet.
No, like a whole season at least.
I know. I watched the entire first season, and he's not dead yet.
Hey, Tuaca and Mothra makes me think of the time I mixed Red Bull and absinthe.
Red Bull and absinthe? Yeah. Yeah.
The red and the green don't even go together. Why would you...
What is that, steam dumbass punk?
Terrible idea. Licorice flavor, so it's not too far off.
It's one of those things on paper and in theory makes sense.
A negative times a negative is a positive, so... Are you talking or you're just sitting here looking adorably hot?
I can do either.
Well, what would you like to do?
I can talk.
By all means.
My geeky week was also spent prepping for RavenCon in a room.
Oh, wait.
Party.
We didn't actually say your name. We just called you. This is Ginger Snaps, if you didn't know.
Sure, Shayla Femme.
Aw. You're such a sweetheart. You're only saying that because I'm sitting on your lap right now.
No, I'm just saying that because of what I want to talk to you about later.
Okay. Well,
you guys are doing a fantastic Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy
impression. Yeah. You can see my lips move, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, wait. Watch this. Go ahead. Tell him.
Billy's an idiot.
See? I told you I love that self-deprecating humor. That's good shit right there.
So, no, I spent a lot of time prepping for our Clue room party that we did last night. Woo! So I made several kind of themed drinks for that. We had a Miss Scarlet. We had Mr. Green.
How many people were at the Clue party last night? All right, very quickly. We're going to do it unofficial. This is what wins.
No.
Put your hands up for your favorite drink. Miss Scarlet? Mr. Green? Dark and Stormy?
Thank Mr. Green.
Oh, wow.
I like my own drink.
Not expecting that.
Do you guys
Well,
start
they
your
do like
names?
A Sprite Man. Lemon
they do, pie. Okay. And when all you think Fruity Men, hi, Syrinx.
It was one of those dangerous ones. Yeah, so
I didn't do it.
Putting cosplay together, light stuff, and just never sleeping, ever.
Never sleep again.
Never.
That's all right. You don't need to. It's a con. We get to that. Krypton. Who's watching Krypton?
Yeah, how, forgot all of our Superman stuff.
How much better is Krypton than you ever expected it to be?
Wow.
Anybody? No one's watching Krypton? Really?
Nope. I only heard about it like 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, all sci-fi is showing right now is like every Superman movie and animated, and Krypton. That's really all they're showing right now. But it's, you know, Superman's granddad, so Seg-El, which, you know, they stay true to the comics. And Adam Strange is there because we've got timey-wimey. We even have a wonderful shout-out, sort of, to Back to the Future, where we have a Superman cape that is slowly going to disintegrate if we don't change the timeline because Brainiac is on his way. Dun, dun, dun! And it's, yeah, it's better than I was really hoping everybody would be like, yeah! I didn't realize I was alone in this aspect. Oh, well. So
sorry,
says the guy with
listening.
Someone in his lap.
I don't agree because I think that the destruction of Krypton was an inside job.
Well, the whole concept of this is, which in Superman Unbound, which Sci-Fi Channel's been showing 80,000 times as well lately, you learn that Brainiac, while taking the city of Kandor, did not blow up Krypton like he did other planets because he knew its time was short and he was not going to bother wasting his resources. So, yeah, inside job.
There we go.
There's a little bit of something there. It's a little bit of something there. So I like that. Our DVR is ridiculously sitting at like 95%. So,
it sounds like my DVR.
Yeah, trying to get... Well, a good chunk of it is like Blaze the Monster Machines and stuff like that. But yeah, a bunch of that is ours. And we're way behind on stuff. And we're trying to catch up on. Also playing Mario Kart, which is fantastic. Little girl is getting good at Mario Kart. I love the Mario Kart that's available on the Switch. You can actually turn on a thing that like just... is constantly driving you forward, so you don't have to hold down a drive button. And there's one that'll help you self-steer. So she's getting the hang of steering, but she really loves items. She really loves becoming a bullet and knocking people out of the way. And I'm like, that's my girl.
That's my girl. Yeah.
And earlier today, right over here in the video game room, she found something she was fascinated by that never occurred to me, and she played pinball. There's a pinball machine there. And she racked up 860,000 points. And this is not a modern-day pinball machine. This is from the mid-80s.
Wow.
So it's not like you got to do that just by launching the ball. She was fascinated by that, and that makes me happy because I'm a pinball guy at heart.
I was like, is she a pinball wizard?
Pinball wizard. Yeah. Pinball wizard.
Considering she got 860,000 right off the bat, I'm going to say yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
She's
going
to get her pinball
Did you
owls.
Like playing pinball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love video games?
Raise them right. Raise them right.
So
I'm sure there's other
small
things.
Small blonde and cute kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Sure plays a mean pinball. And it sounds really cool when Oliver Reed says it. So what you been doing, Geeky Yo?
Well, in case if you don't know, there's a Clue show.
There is? Here?
Yeah.
Where?
What time?
And with what?
In 10 Ford at 6 p.m.
Oh. Well,
who's it? Yeah, exactly.
Charming Underclothes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Never
you tell me that it's Charming Underclothes at 6
p.m.
in the
10 forward.
With the what?
Rich.
With the rich.
There will be food and drink served as well.
I look forward to be used by all of
you. And who are you playing in the Clue? I will be playing Miss Peacock.
Woo!
As you can tell by her wonderful outfit right now.
Now she's cute.
That's another visual joke for the podcast. Yeah.
Yay.
Look at her go to town on that strawberry. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, I'll
yeah, I want to see you try to eat that. I'm not.
Oh,
So I've been prepping for Clue, watching that pretty much nonstop. So I haven't had much time else to see anything else. But I have been catching up on Lemony Snicket's series of Unfortunate Events.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
I love it. I wish I had that when I was a child, those books. I just really adore the storytelling style and the humor in it.
And they did a really good job casting Miss Squalor.
Yes, I love her.
She's Vanessa.
So I was also prepping for the Clue room party. Miss Scarlett did the drinks, and Miss
Peacock.
Oh yeah,
Peacock, that's who I am.
Yes, did her favorite recipes, and so I made a pink lemonade cupcake.
Oh, okay.
I also enjoyed the white and black cookie cake.
White and black,
she totally
white and black.
Made. She totally made, and they were amazing.
Is that what we ate?
So what's been everybody's favorite thing so far at RavenCon, other than the Clue party, because that's obviously what it was.
I was going to say the room party.
It's a toss-up between the Clue party and the Geek Gala party that was put on by Carol, the Sin Mistress. For Geek Gala, which is happening,
November
3rd?
In Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's a long drive.
It does sound like fun.
I enjoyed the swimming pool.
Now, was it anybody been to the swimming pool? The swimming pool today?
Oh,
no, not today.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to know. I wanted to get an update on the water temperature.
It's warm outside.
Cold.
People in it right
it's
now.
Outside. I asked about the pool water. Stay on target. Stay on target.
You don't want it that warm.
No, I don't want it too warm. Especially after a bunch of kids go by. No, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that in the slightest.
Carol and I were on a panel earlier today about Game of Thrones. And I think it's kind of a double-edged sword when you're friends with the person who's doing programming. That's Mistress Jen, who's doing a great job for RavenCon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also our intoxication ambassador, which we haven't done one of those in a while because this weekly show is harder to get that going. But I'm on like 5 panels today, so it's crazy. But yeah, I did Game of Thrones and Podcasting 101, which is always a good one. So we're using a streamlined audio setup here. But if you have any questions, if you ever want to make your own podcast, ask Billy Flynn.
This weekend, you have all the panels and I don't, so you're crazy swamped at this and I'm not. This is not the
it's not typical.
This is not the role reversal that I was asking you about.
We'll see about the other one later.
That's on International Women's Day.
You know, for a moment, we're going to take a quick little break. And for those of you that have never been here before, welcome. Hi. We just blabber like nothing. Yeah, thanks, dude. But when we come back, we're going to play a game, and you have a chance to win a prize. It's whatever stuff I brought, so who knows? So everyone, just hold on for a second, and we'll be right back. By the way, this is also shameless promotion.
Man, I could go for a beer.
Or a Jell-O shot.
A shot? Well, then just whiskey.
Or whiskey and Coke.
Rum and Coke.
American honey.
Vodka martini.
Tuaca.
Ooh.
Fireball.
A slippery Scandinavian.
Gin.
Tonic.
Tequila.
A one-legged Latvian huskow.
Well, no matter what it is that you drink, you should come drink with us, even if it's water or nothing.
Then you're not drinking.
Well, you could just hang out.
That's true.
If you've ever wanted to spend time with us and not at a live show, I mean, maybe you wanted to ask us all those burning questions that we didn't answer in the first episode.
You want to see me get drunk enough to say to you again that I had no idea J.J. Abrams was involved in Forever Young.
You could also flash Billy Flynn.
That'd be fantastic. Let's do that.
You could pitch us story ideas.
That'd be fantastic. Let's do that.
You could even just tell us how much you hate our show.
That'd be fantastic. Let's do that. As long as I have alcohol, it's going to be all right.
Find us at 4 p.m. Saturday at Pitcher's Sports Bar inside the hotel at RavenCon 2018.
It's like, you know, happy hour.
With attitude.
Hi, I'm Trace Palou from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hi, this is Frank Conniff, also from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And you're listening to what again? What are you listening to?
I believe this show is called Geek Radio Daily. Radio Geek Daily. Daily Geek Radio Thing.
No,
thing that's a Radio Geek show.
No.
Whatever it is, you can call it whatever you want, and you are lucky enough to be listening to it.
Who would name a thing like that?
I don't know. It's a crazy name. For a show. The kids today with the crazy names that they come up with. I don't get it.
Just push the button, Frank.
Okay.
The universe is mine.
Not yet. Avengers, assemble! Hulk!
Smash!
Iron Man! Thor!
It's not the same without my hammer.
Blonde Black Widow!
Aww.
Why are you blonde?
I'm undercover.
Now let's fight.
I'm not done yet.
vision. Oh, well, Scarlet Witch!
Why?
Ant-Man!
Can we fight now?
Nonsense. I'm just getting started. The Winter Soldier, a.k.a. Bucky.
Steve!
Bring it in, pal.
Thanks for inviting me, man.
Dr. Strange!
It's magic.
Woohoo! What's here too? I made it, Mom!
Normal guy who's kind of good at archery.
Oh, come on, man.
So welcome back to it. It is Charity Sleepy episode number... Anyone? Slightest idea?
281!
Oh, 281! So incredibly close. But yes, Avengers is very, very soon. Who has tickets?
Getting them.
Really?
We do.
I know we do. I was... Wow, you haven't seen Crypto... Do you guys... This is a geeky convention. You're aware of this, right? Who all... Let's do this now. Before we play our game, let's find out. Who all is going to die in Infinity War?
Pepper Potts.
Tony Stark.
Vision.
I was going to say Vision.
Captain America. Captain America.
Tony Stark.
I haven't looked to see whose contracts are almost
Chris
up.
Evans.
Chris Hemsworth's contract is up.
Captain America.
Black
Panther.
No!
That would never happen.
He'd be like first. Two actors got to die.
It is not a horror movie.
So, let's ask the other important question. Who's actually read the Infinity Gauntlet? That's more hands than watch Krypton. Fantastic. As these folks can tell you, sorry for the spoilers, but everyone is going to die in Infinity War. Everyone will die. It's going to end with Thanos just sitting there smiling until he frowns when Death goes, no, I'm still not hot for you. And everyone is going to die.
But then they're gonna. Some of them are gonna come
back.
Squirrel
so this is Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Time. There's gonna be probably if that happens. There's probably gonna be a time travel element or a mysticism element to where some of them will come back.
Well, I think this already setting that up thing. Actually with Miss Marvel.
Ah.
Because Miss Marvel takes place in the 90s and that essentially kind of reboots the whole story.
Are they Star Trek in it?
Man. Because the norms, as I call them, the non-comic book people, they've learned so much. Over the last 10 years, there are so many comic book concepts that have been thrown at folks that they're just rolling with now that I really wonder if they're going to be able to handle everybody dying at the end of a summer blockbuster feel-good movie.
Rogue One.
That is true.
That's a good point.
But we, good feelings about it. Now, here's the other question for you, though, about Infinity War. So we get that, we'll get other stuff, we'll get part two. Is that when the Marvel Cinematic Universe is just going to collapse in on itself because it's gotten incredibly far too big?
Unless they're using that as a culling to get rid of some properties or kind of shelve them for a little
Inhumans! Remember when Inhumans was going to be a movie? Isn't that funny?
Remember when it was going to be a decent television show?
Isn't that funny? God. What are the odds of that?
I will say this for Inhumans. They did better with Black Bolt than I expected them to, because in a medium like television, doing a character like Black Bolt was like a really difficult concept, I think, for them. And I think they did a really good job with that, at least. Everything else sucked, but good job with Black Bolt.
It was interesting to see it not be silly for him to be using sign language in a dramatic fashion.
Yes.
I was like, wow, we don't get a lot of that at all, so
kudos.
Yeah,
I sort of expected them to kind of try to work around his power and abilities.
I figured he would, like, when I saw the sign language stuff, I figured there would be some auditory thing, like, speaking for him as he did it, so they could keep up in real time, which is not the dumbest thing we've ever seen in a comic book movie or TV show. I'm looking at you, Nightman. No, not that you're here. No, not
where?
Oh!
I know
you
did.
The only one
that
can defeat Nightman is Dayman.
That is a crawl. If you're going to draw a poster, that is your poster. Marvel relaunches Nightman with Mac there.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. All right, I've babbled enough. We've got a game to play. People have stuff they want to win, so let's push a button.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Shut up!
Can you spot a lie?
Oh, hell no!
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Shut up!
or oh hell no.
Indeed, we're playing the multiverse's favorite game, show up or oh hell no. Today, randomly, we have two individuals. Raise your hands. We have two individuals playing the. No, nobody's raising their hand? We have people telling us true facts about themselves. And we will determine whether or not we believe that by shouting out, show enough, or oh hell no. And we'll be playing for some of you. And if how well we do depends on if you get a prize or whatever or not. So
if you want to play with Billy Flynn and potentially win a prize, raise your hand. Okay, Frank.
Wow.
All right, who is playing with Rich?
Me.
Who's me?
Hunter.
All who is playing with Carol?
Come on.
Okay. Oh, two hands. Wow.
Yeah.
Daryl and Carol.
Aww. Who's playing with me?
We're all like Walking Dead here.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's cheating. Right.
Okay, and then whichever one of the hosts wins the game, you will win a prize. Okay? And you might all win a prize. I don't know. We'll see. All right, so go ahead.
Awesome.
Patty Cake, start us off. Give us one true fact.
All right. I had a very brief roller derby career back in Dallas. I was a member of the Dallas Dirty Devils.
Show enough.
Hell no.
Oh! Wow, and the score is now 0-0-0-0.
Wow. At first meet, the first thing they do is teach you how to skate if you don't know. Then they teach you how to fall down. So it was entirely possible. And you knew the name of the team, so I'm like, well, I mean, that just kind of tips it.
I even had a fake name prepared, too.
What was it?
If I ever did do derby, my fake name would have been Curly Suicide.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, Ed O'Neill would love that.
That's a good name.
I wanted to believe because derby is for everyone, but that's mm-hmm.
I admire it. I watch it, support it.
Okay, and Mrs. White, now go ahead and hit us with a true fact.
So this is a Rocky related plus. I don't know if you need her to have earmuffs or whatnot, but I have had a nip slip during in the middle of one of our shows.
Show enough.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it's not a thing. You have to commit.
Show enough.
Just because I want to try to win the game, I'm going to go with oh hell no.
Oh hell no.
Oh, what?
I've been pretty costumed, you know, covered.
See,
fix this, Syrinx.
Wait. I had a nip slip playing Krim once. How did you not have a nip slip?
Billy, when you pull your shirt all the way down and just show them off, that's not a slip.
You need to play Krim from now on.
It's called fashion.
Yeah, I guess I do.
All right, now let's turn to Syrinx and give us something about charming underclothes in general.
All right. Charming underclothes has always been the original cast name.
Oh hell no.
Me too.
You didn't. I'm going to go oh hell no with that.
I'm going to say show no.
Oh hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no!
I originally Mysticon Rocky Horror Show.
Well, yeah, when we first got the gig at Mysticon, I was really about the name Erotic Nightmares. And so combing through all the other cast lists in the States, there was like five or six other casts. And you can see where they were actually going way out of their way to not be that name because they'd gotten so... I went to work one day, and Juliana, for those of you that remember her, she was our Anna Mella and Frank from the beginning... I had her comb the script, and she would send me text messages. I was like, just pick words that sound great together. Because at this point, you know, Rocky's been going on for like 40-plus years. It's going to be very difficult to find that key phrase in the script for a cast name. And so she sent me ideas, and one of them was Charming Underclothes. I'm like, that sounds awesome, actually.
How has no one ever done that?
Yeah, so here we are. Other than one cast that did it as a one-off show in Paris, France for a convention, no other cast has ever
done
that.
Well, that was Charming on the Clé.
And plus, think about the branding. It shouldn't be Syrinx Presents Erotic Nightmares.
Syrinx's Erotic Nightmare. Oh, God, no!
It sounds like a Garth Marenghi style of show. I'd watch the shit out of it. Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
All right, Mrs. Peacock, hit us with another true fact.
In my 10 years of shadow casting, I have been a member of 4 different shadow casts.
Shona.
Shona.
Hell no.
Hell no.
It has actually been four. Seven Variable, Los Bastardos, Tolls of Madness, and now Charming Underclothes.
Because when you're part of the cast, you can only be with them. Yes. It's like every 3 years, you're like, I'm done with these people. I'm going on. So we're going to miss you soon. We're going to miss you so much.
No!
Don't go.
No!
Don't go.
Never leave me.
Yes, be with her now. On my lap.
For an audio podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, that's get the podcast right at this point.
It's happening right now. Blah, blah, blah.
We can shadowcast that later.
Yeah, exactly. It's audio theater, theater of the mind.
At 10 o'clock.
We can isolate that and put it in there.
Okay. Mrs. White, hit us with another true fact.
I got married as Brad and Janet.
Shenough.
Shenough, yeah.
Isn't this great audio listening?
We don't know stinking
posts.
Show enough. It was on October 30th with my Brad. Modern day Brad and Janet.
That's you. That was supposed to be charming.
Who wore which one?
Over there looking at
no.
I bet he made an adorable Janet.
Oh, yes, he did. I was like, and the wedding night was great. We played Diablo 3 for 4 hours.
Oh.
I streamed it as well. So.
Do you not know what fornication is?
That was
you were finally time. Able to do it for the first time.
She said they were playing Diablo. Come on, man.
Oh, is that what kids call it nowadays?
Yeah, call it.
I had a really weird conversation outside the gaming room then with this dude.
An invitation.
Diablo and chill.
Diablo and chill.
You guys, have you guys had a Diablo threesome yet? All right, where are we at now?
Sirix, hit us with another true fact.
Oh, geez.
It can be about Rocky or it can be about anything.
Yeah, you've got them all flustered.
I know. Too much pressure.
I've prepped for the facts of other people's lives. That's okay. Sorry. We can just snuggle for a while.
Do you want to come back to you?
Oh,
yes,
all right.
Go ahead, Mrs. Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I had two different ones. I need to decide.
Well, you'll probably get to do them both.
Okay. So, at this con, I'm actually cosplaying as a very rare thing. I have a Zatanna cosplay, but I've actually never read a single comic of Zatanna's. So I am that mythical fake girl. What do y'all think?
I'm going to go from an answer earlier and say hopefully. So I'm going to say Shonuff. I don't know if you know this, but I really like Zatanna. So I really had a problem when she got added to Superhero Girls. I'm like, no! You can't do that to me. I'm trying to be a decent human being.
I'm going to say hell no, because I think you have read the comic.
I'm going to say hell no.
A fake geek girl cosplay, a fuckboy gets his wings.
Cheryl.
Oh, I said hell no.
You did say hell no. Sorry, I didn't hear you. And just to be different, I will say Shona.
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 I'm like, I have never read any of the Zatanna comics.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
And we actually are taking pictures as pinup Wonder Woman and Zatanna.
Oh, very cool.
You know, you can just like a character without having a deep.
Yeah, I know a little bit about her backstory, and I love her costume. But then some geeky guys come up to me and they're like, "Say something backwards."
You Taco Cat.
Yes.
Taco Cat.
Yeah.
Faux cuff. That's all you need.
All right, well, let's have a score report. Actually, without cheating, I am currently in the lead.
What?
That's a good thing that it doesn't matter.
I never do. I never. I suck at this
one. And Carol has two.
Oh,
you did. You got two. Yeah.
Oh, good. I thought it was at one. No, we're two.
You did it. You did it. You're doing great. All right, so go ahead, Mrs. White. Give us another true fact.
My first cosplay was actually Elektra.
Hmm.
Hell no.
Not including Halloween costumes, I say Shonuff.
Flynn?
Oh, hell no.
Shonuff. That's where I got these boots.
Did anybody
say Shonuff?
No.
Thanks.
Did you? I was
Rich said it?
Yeah, Rich said it.
All All right, so it's 4-3-3-2
Okay.
Hey, Siri, has enough time passed? Did you think of something else?
I think so.
All right. All right. Hit us.
All right. It's true. You only found out that this was a thing like 5 minutes before the show started.
Jonah!
Now you know how I feel.
Hell no?
Did I get that one? Am I winning?
Yeah, I'll add you on here. Yeah.
Good. All right. In my years of playing Rocky in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I have been, other than Riff Raff, I have been Janet Weiss.
Shownuff.
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 I want to correct my answer, hopefully, but yeah, Shownuff.
So that's three Shownuff. I said, oh, no.
Hell no.
It's my dream.
There's no way anyone would ever let you do anything.
It's my dream. I want to curl his hair. I want to put him in a pink dress.
These two have a fetish that they want me to. They want to dress me up and have me play.
When he wears the hat, it's just perfect.
It is.
And there is.
You should do like a charity fundraiser.
Oh, that's adorable.
Enough money, then he has to do it.
Or yeah, we can just force them to do it.
The reason why I said show enough was because as a fellow live producer, you have to do things that you never thought you would do.
He has been Columbia before.
He has been Columbia.
See, I knew you'd been one of the lady characters. I just picked
and
the wrong one.
Actually.
See?
To the lady characters.
Because, yes, last minute, you never know what happens. So for anyone that doesn't know, the very first production of the Rocky Horror Show, Tim Curry's flight was late. Richard O'Brien had to be Frankenfurter. Just let that simmer in your mind for a second.
Oh, hell no. No, I mean, you can do it, sure.
How you do on?
How are we doing on time?
See, you met my... It is 1:41. That's right. A palindrome.
So we have time for two more.
Yep.
Go ahead and speak up.
All right. In addition to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I have also shadow cast The Lost Skeleton of Kadavra, Moulin Rouge, Spice World, and Ghostbusters.
Show enough.
Let's see, and Ghostbusters.
Hell no.
Show enough.
I say show enough. And so did you, Billy Flynn?
I did.
And then we have two hell no's?
No, Carol was a hell no. I said show enough.
You did. All right, and?
Hell no.
Oh, hell. Carol's going to win this damn thing.
I was close. I was actually a part of the cast that was auditioning for Moulin Rouge. I did several of the rehearsals, but I moved from Texas to Virginia before the show was ever put on.
So you're close. Killing Billy's dreams here.
I normally win this.
You're distracted, maybe? Maybe a little bit?
One could say that I am winning.
So. All right. The score is currently, Clinch has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rich has still 3.
Woo!
Billy Flynn, woo! 3. Carol, 3. Strong comeback. This last question is worth 5 points.
So nothing ever mattered.
I have one.
All right. Oh, yeah. You go ahead. Hit us with one.
Okay. My very first Rocky Horror Shadow Cast that I performed in was actually the very first time that I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show live with the Shadow Cast.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
We all say show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
We're still tied.
I don't think that's how math works.
Does in my world.
That's how math works. The score is Flinstress has 9, Rich has 8, Billy Flynn has 8, and Carol has 8. So, for once, I won without cheating. Pick of prizes, and everyone who played will also get to choose a prize. Just for
yay!
Okay.
For once, 8 wasn't enough.
For everyone else to be hanging out with us at 4 o'clock at Pitchers.
Yes, we have to be at Pitchers. Hey, where is everybody else going to be? As a matter of fact.
I guess hanging out with you for Pitchers.
Oh
no, we have a Clue.
You guys are doing that here?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's the first I heard of it.
6 p.m. in the 10 Forward room. We're going to have a pre-show devised by this wonderful man right here.
Woo! Oh yeah, I got to figure that out still. Yeah.
Wait, you called him a wonderful man?
Oh, hell no!
Yeah, don't make me steal his gimmick. Come on, he is the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Is this some sort of gay thing?
No.
You're sure?
Show enough. And we've turned into morning radio.
Yeah.
Tune in to the one butt. Hey.
WGRD.
And of course, if you want to win Bon Jovi tickets, call in at 915 Rock, 915 Roll.
And travel back in time 30 years.
Now, speaking of calling in, we do have a phone number, and we are considering doing a fun voicemail episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the numbers, and then everyone, all the ladies in our panel with us today, I want you to say it in your most sultry voice. So the number is 510-GRD-CREW. Easy to remember, right? Okay? So let's hit it. Ready? 510-GRD-CREW. One more time. Okay? Super sexy. Ready?
510-GRD-CREW.
And if you do call in, you can leave us a message about anything, something you heard about on the show, or something you thought of that you wanted to share with us after the fact, and we're going to be putting together a fun episode with voicemails. So call us.
Yay. And now for the guys in a sexy way.
510-GRD-CREW.
It's just your bad.
I feel like I'm going to get taken into a van.
That name is
with
sexy.
The list van.
That's all right. 510.
A lot of people really like Batman. Arrow keeps trying to meet him.
No, he's not dead. He's just sleeping.
All right, wrap it up, Billy Flynn.
Okay, well, where else there's this masquerade going on tonight? I don't know if anybody knows about that.
That's true.
Yeah, people are going to get up in costumes, and they're going to compete and do all kinds of crazy things. And Rich and I apparently will be there filling in the 45 minutes to an hour and a half it'll take the judges to pick a winner.
And that's starting at 7 o'clock?
Theoretically. You made me look ridiculous.
Awesome. You don't need the
horror. Oh, aren't you sweet.
More
shows? Is there any other panels anyone else is doing that don't involve Clue or the Masquerade?
Yes, I am on a Harry Potter panel.
Me too.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, Harry Potter Next, sisters, yeah. What?
Harry Potter and the Gaping Plot Holes, and it's not even a porno.
Yes.
Yes.
It is. We're on a panel together.
That sounds like a movie I accidentally rented 13 or 14 times last night in my hotel room.
I was sleeping on the remote.
Emily wants to say something. Ready?
Oh, do it.
Two, three. No, loud. Geek Radio Daily. That's as loud as you want to be. Okay. Sorry.
We'll fix it in post.
Just kidding.
And of course, Flynn, we got the app.
Oh yeah, yeah. There is an app. I don't know if anybody. If you ever wanted your own bell, you can have your own bell if you get our app. Sorry, Apple people. They want to charge us, but allegedly someone's going to work on that. I won't name names.
They're pointing to someone in the audience.
But I will point, because that's the kind of thing that I'll do.
And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Geek Radio Daily. We try to put out at least two things each month, our Netflix episode, What's Coming and Going. There's always some goofy shenanigans in there from
maybe the pole Flynn
and
Flynn
Stress. Possibly the pole dancing video.
I love that.
And, of course, the monthly Learn Statutes. So check those out.
Follow person was that got you the Geek Radio Daily on the end of your YouTube channel.
No, we never
nope.
did.
Nobody's ever messaged.
We kept asking. We were going to offer a prize because you need, 100 people?
I needed 100 people. Thankfully,
people.
We got in before they changed that because now it's like 1,000 or something like that.
Oh, my God. Wow. And we kept like, so whoever the 100th person was, if that's you, send, let us know. And then crickets. Just nothing. And so we don't know.
No, they didn't need any recognition. They just wanted to help.
Is that what it was? They're just doing a good thing? Yeah. That or I time traveled and got us back. Jesus, it's thousands. If we time travel back to when it's 100, we can do it. Yes! And that's far more complicated than we're even capable of. So again, hey, thank you everybody for being at RavenCon, which is GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not commercial, works not licensed, put a license, ticks on Facebook, on Twitter, and stock by the website. Of course, GeekRadioDaily.com. Of course, there's YouTube.com/GeekRadioDaily. There's all kinds of fun things. Did everybody say hi to Carol?
Yeah! Mistress.
And drop us an email telling us everything you did this weekend, even if you don't want others to find out. We can change the name to pretend to be innocent. That would be podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, there's that voicemail number.
Everybody all together now.
510-GRD-CREW.
And that's just the way it goes.
Yeah! I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Man. Game over, man. Game over.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
Black Panther!
talking!
Yeah. I'm not helping you guys. I'm evil. Father said so.
Loki!
All right, fine. I'll help. You don't know my name, do you? Sure I do. Grumpy space raccoon. Look, here comes your sidekick. The dinosaur whisperer. The alpha.
So many gemstones.
Manus, Drax, War Machine, Falcon, Squirrel Girl. Frogman. And of course, last but not least, mandatory Stan Lee cameo, Excelsior! Wait, where are you going?
I'm good, man.
What about our fight?
Don't worry about it. We'll settle it in next year's movie or something. Bye!
Can I be an Avenger too? Please! No.
Come on, Bruce! Let's make another movie! No!